So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
If you're watching this on the replay, thank you so much for watching. I appreciate that. If you're watching on the Mastermind Group, then great to have you in the Mastermind Group. You might be listening also on the podcast. Thank you for all of you for taking part and listening. Really appreciate it. So in today's session, I want to talk to you about content. So obviously, we've got all this extra stuff going on around us right now with coronavirus and all that kind of thing. If you're listening to this in 2 years' time, you're like, what the hell is coronavirus? Hopefully, that's where we'll be. But right now, there's definitely a seismic shift in the way that people are doing business. And one of the ways that people are changing that is that people are not meeting face-to-face anymore or as much. And obviously, I've not been meeting face-to-face for the last, 6 years, really. 2 years, because I've spent most of my time here. But 6 years, because I've lived quite a lot of the time here in Spain. So my way of networking has been different than most people's way of networking, because I've not physically been in the country to network. And so, how do we network if we're not physically in the country? And we've done it using podcasts. So if you're listening to this on a podcast, then you know. We've done this using live, both on Facebook and on YouTube and on Periscope. We're live on all three of those right now. We're also communicating with our clients and potential clients through video. So people are watching the replays. And if you're watching a replay of this right now, however it is that you're consuming this, we know it works because you're consuming this bit of content because of that. So there's five things I want to cover today about why you need to be creating more content. Okay. And when we get to the end of the five, you kind of understand why we push content so much. But there's an extra couple of things here, which is that people can consume your content without you having to be there. The problem with going and speaking at a speaking gig is you've got to get in your car, you've got to go to the gig, and you've got to stand on stage, you've got to do the thing, then you've got to come home. And it takes an awful lot of time when actually, you know, we're going to go live for about 20 minutes here, I imagine. We can go live, we switch go, we go out to many more people up and down the country and different parts of the world as well. And this bit of content isn't just surviving for today, it's surviving for the next however long it's going to be there. We've got content that we did 6 years ago that people are still watching now. We don't get a huge amount of views on it, but we still get views on it. And it reinforces that you've been here for a consistent amount of time. So let's run through them. So the first three are really easy. We've talked about them before. The first one is that people have got to know you. If people don't know that you exist, you can't sell to them. Why do people put advertisements in a newspaper? It's to go, hey, here we are, we exist. Why do people put things on newspapers and Facebook ads? People got to know that you actually exist. And if your clients or potential clients don't know that you exist, you might have the best product on the world and it would fail. Betamax was a better product than VHS. Betamax was better than VHS. No one knows what Betamax is. You ask a 20-year-old what Betamax is, they have no idea. It's not the best product that gets bought. It's the best marketed product. And if people don't know you, they ain't buying from you. So that's the K. The next one is the L, which is likability. People got to like you. Now, you know, I've said this on a number of occasions. When you go live, some people are going to like you, some people are going to hate you. Both of those is good for me. If people like you, they're going to consume more of your content. If people don't like you, they're going to switch off. They're not going to book in a strategy call. They're never going to get on a phone call with you. They're never going to waste that time. And we like that. We like people not wasting my time, okay? Because time is the one thing I can never, ever get back. If I'm on a call for an hour with a guy and then halfway through the call, he realizes he doesn't like me and my content and the way that I sound and my jokes and just for who I am, I've just wasted half an hour. I would much rather people work out they don't like me in one of my videos, and I never even get to know about it, okay? I'd much rather that happen. So first we've got to know you, then we've got to like you, and hopefully you are likable. But you shouldn't, like, change who you are just to be more likable. You know, I definitely haven't done that. I'm exactly me as you get when we meet face-to-face. If we go bowling or for a pint or cycling or we play basketball together, I'm exactly the same as I am on here. Obviously, I'm different because we're speaking about different things, but I'm competitive, I'm funny, I'm aggressive sometimes, I'm, you know, weird, I talk funny. All that stuff is just me. It's just who I am. And so some people will like that and some people will hate that. The next one then is trust. You've got to build up a certain level of trust. And we like to do what we say we're going to do, and then we do it. One of the things that a comment that was made yesterday was a chap who said, he was watching one of my lives, and he said that more people should be watching this, first of all. And he said, the reason why more people don't watch it is because you don't hype things up. You just say it as it is. And that's definitely one thing that we really pushed because we wanted to build that level of trust. And, you know, if you're pretending you drive a Lamborghini and then you meet someone in the car park and you're driving a 15-year-old Ford Orion, nothing wrong with that per se, because actually, you know, spending money on a Lamborghini is wasting money. You know, spending money that you could be better spending on assets, and you know how we feel about that. But, you can only fake it for so long and then you get found out. And that bothers me. And we never wanted to be like that. And you know, the car we have is a mid-range Jeep Commander. It's a nice car, but we live here in Spain in a villa next to the sea. You can't kind of fake that. Although I see people going on holiday saying, our home is now in such and such a place. Oh, I've got three homes around the world. And we're on an Airbnb holiday. And it's like, dude, that's not your home. You're just on holiday. Do you know what I mean? So we want people to trust us. And we get people to trust us by just being us, which then leads us very nicely to authenticity. So we are exactly how we are when you meet us in real life. We don't change. We don't put airs and graces when we go live or anything like that. There's a really funny bit in the film Wolf of Wall Street where his dad is effing and blinding because he wants to watch The Equalizer, and then someone dares phone him, and he's having, you know, he's shouting at the telephone because, don't they know, on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock I watch The Equalizer, how dare they, and he's swearing a lot. And when he picks up the phone, and he's, hello, such and such residence, how can I help? He's very, very posh. So he's one person in real life and he's a completely different person on the phone. And we don't want that. We want to be authentic. We want you to be authentic. Your customers are buying you. Okay, we've got to know you, got to like you, we've got to trust you. But you've got to be authentic with your potential customers. Then they get to like you and know you and all of that extra stuff as well. And then the final part here is that you've got to be consistent with the way that you show up. So if you're going live once a month, it's just not enough. Literally, I think it's my third live today. We did a live about day three on the lockdown, because we're in lockdown right now here in Spain. We did a live about property sourcing, five things that property sourcing experts will never tell you. And then we're live again on the Business Growth Show. We go live at 12 noon every Monday. So there's a good chance we'll probably go live again. Right. That is a lot for us, but we're on lockdown right now. It's sending me a little bit crazy. So it's like, let's put out as much live content as we can. But we see our YouTube views, by the way, they've skyrocketed in the last couple of days because we're putting out so much more content. And people get to know you, they get to like you, they get to trust you, they get to build authenticity. They can see how authentic you are, and they get to build consistency. And the more you see you, the more people are going to like you. Or they're going to dislike you, and that qualifies people in or out either way, so we're happy with that. But you've got to start building this over a period of time. We're in this golden age in 2020. You need a microphone and a camera, all of which are on your mobile phone. You've got to start going live as much as possible. I just messaged one of our guys, one of our clients, because there's been an interest rate cut, and so there's new products come out to reflect for cheaper interest rates. And I've messaged them to go, you've got to be going live and spreading this information out. People want this information. They need to know that these new products are available. And you not going live in your group or to your clients is doing them a disservice, because they might just remortgage the whole thing and come over to you, you know, and you make money helping them refinance and saving money, but they can't do that if you don't know about it. So going back a long time, 1996, I think it was, my goodness, 24 years that was. I used to work at First Direct. Is that 24 years? Wow. So I used to work at First Direct, and the story that the guy that ran First Direct, he was speaking to a customer who was putting a complaint in. And the customer was complaining because First Direct did mortgages, probably still do, and they did a lower mortgage rate than he was already on. He was speaking to the owner of a guy that ran First Direct. He was having a go because First Direct didn't communicate that they did mortgages, and he could have saved him £5,000 a year, whatever those numbers were. And it's stuck with me. Your job is to help your customers as much as possible, just as my job is to help you, the customer or the potential customer. And if I don't explain what's working for me and how you can implement it, I'm doing you a disservice. And likewise, you, if you're not helping your clients get the most out of whatever it is that you're doing, you're not helping your clients properly. And so you have a duty, a loyal duty, to go out and help your clients get the most out of the life that they're living, either to save money, have a better widget, whatever that thing happens to be that you do, your job is to go out and help them. And so your job is to create content so people know exactly, they've got to know you, they've got to like you, they've got to trust you, they've got to build authenticity, and you've got to be consistent. Hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on Wednesday for sure. We might go live yet again today, but Wednesday is the property cash flow show. And we'll go live then. Live at 12 noon on Wednesday in the Mastermind group. We'll speak to you then. Have a good couple of days. Stay safe, and we'll catch up with you soon. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.